Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:04 on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, I'm still here in New Jersey. Evan on in the Mike Francesa Studios, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. We're here till 2 o'clock. Then the afternoon drive will come your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, and Chris Collin, and of course Yankee baseball. They try to get opening day in today. Pre-game show will start at 3:30. First pitch right around 4 o'clock. Tyler Bent and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass, bro. Villanova left little doubt that they were the best team in college basketball. Really. Once this kid DiVincenzo got rolling about the midway through the first half of the game, there was really little question that Nova was going to go on and win last night.
They're an incredible team, because not only did they win this whole tournament by beating everybody by double digits, and like you said, leaving little doubt, last night their best player, Jalen Brunson, didn't do anything.
Right.
He did not.
Sat for a long stretch in the second half in foul trouble, right?
Yeah,
right.
When he picked up that fourth foul, he was on the floor for a big chunk of the game. But this came down to this team, this incredibly well-coached team, finding yet someone else to step up. And in this case, it was a fellow redhead, so I'm proud of that.
Yep.
Dante.
Fellow Italian as well.
There you go.
He
makes both of us
there
happy.
There you go. We're all happy.
We got the red. We got the Italian.
Yep, no doubt.
Everybody's happy. But he carried him.
He did.
Because think about that first half when Michigan got off to the quick start. Dante had scored, I think, more than his entire team combined.
He was the only one
hitting shots consistently that kept them where they were. They finished the first half strong, had a 9-point lead, and then they flexed their muscle in the second half and left no doubt. So it wasn't just the 31 that he put up, the 31 and 5 and the 2 blocks and really doing everything, but it was the fact that they needed him in that 10-minute stretch. Or that really, that 10-minute stretch to start the game, they needed him to keep them close because nobody else was hitting shots.
No, he was unbelievable. He had 18 points in the first half. I know there was a point, I believe, in the second half where, I don't know, he scored like, I think, 11 straight points for Villanova in the second half as they really kind of broke the game open. They're a tremendous team. I mean, and now Nova has really put themselves in the elite programs, really, in college basketball. I mean, they're right up there. They got 3 national championships now, 2 and 3 years here under Jay Wright, who certainly is in the coaching elite now. And they just blew everybody out. I mean, you know, double-digit wins in every game in the tournament.
Yeah, and how about this one? The last team to win its 2 Final Four games by 16 or more, like Villanova did, UCLA 1968.
Yeah, that's Kareem. That's the second of the 3 straight Lou Alcindor teams. So that's pretty lofty company to be with.
That's rarefied air. I mean, when you look at this run through the tournament, this run through the Big East tournament, and really the season they had as a whole, this is one of the great teams. And it's funny because coming into this tournament, the thought was anybody can win it. You know, there isn't much of a difference between the top teams and the middle teams.
Right.
Well, there was.
Yep.
There was a difference between Villanova and everybody else in this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. And you know, the other good thing, too, it's great for Eastern basketball. You know, it still keeps the Big East, even though the Big East is not what it used to be, you know, 30 years ago, you know, still the Big East is one of the top conferences in the country. They had 2 number one seeds with Xavier, even though Xavier didn't do much in this tournament. So, I think it's great. And Jay Wright, who, you know, you and I have known him for a long time, I certainly have known him going back to the days when he was coaching Hofstra. He has now established himself as one of the premier coaches in the game. Not a lot of guys got two national championships under their belt in college basketball.
No, and he's able to say he's got it 2 out of 3 years, yep. And has been able to prove that you don't need one and done. One and done is not the system he's used over the last couple of years. He has a team. That's what he has.
Yep.
And when you look at this roster, Mikal Bridges has a chance to be a really good player at the next level.
Yep, lottery pick, probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Jalen Brunson's going to be at the next level.
Right.
I mean, the problem is, I feel bad saying it, is his size. I think that's going to be his biggest issue.
Brunson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because the NBA now is about 6'8 point guards, 6'7 point guards, or in Ben Simmons' case, a 6'10 point guard.
Right, right.
So I don't know what he's going to be at the next level. But this was a team that Jay Wright has coached now for the last couple of years, where different guys can step up, whether it was Omari Spellman a couple of games ago, or Jalen Brunson, or Paschal, or Bridges, or in this case, Dante DiVincenzo, who was incredible. He gave you a remarkable performance. His name will now never be forgotten when you talk about great moments in college basketball. He gave you one of those great all-time performances.
Yeah, 31 points. He's most, and now they call it the most outstanding player.
Right.
You know, because the NCAA, you know, they know what they're doing.
Sure.
So, God forbid we could say the MVP.
Right.
But he's coming back. He's only a sophomore. I don't think he's heading for the NBA next year, DiVincenzo.
I don't know, because sometimes these tournament performances improve your stock a little bit. So he's got the option to try the NBA and see what happens.
Yep.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm him I'm going yet.
Mikal Bridges at the next level,
Mikal Bridges, yes, I would agree with it. He's him, definitely. Yes.
Yeah. I wonder this, too, because right now the city of Philadelphia is having a lot of good times.
Did you hear, by the way, Nance make the comment last night? It's the first time in history that the Super Bowl winner and the NCAA tournament winner came from the first from the same
city.
How
about that? And, of course, it's the city of Philadelphia.
Yep.
City of Philadelphia is doing very well right now.
How
life
about the
is
Sixers?
Good. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's everything. Yeah. And I'll never forget.
Well, not about the Phillies, but.
Well, but you know what? The Phillies won a World Series in the last decade.
Yeah, they did.
And they went to a couple.
Yep.
But I'll never forget this. This is vivid in my mind for some reason. It was right around 2004, I think, was the year. And do you remember Smarty Jones?
Was it that the horse?
It was a horse.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm not mistaken, Smarty Jones was a horse from Pennsylvania. This is going somewhere, trust me.
Right.
And Smarty
Jones.
You're
bringing up horse racing, man. This is a departure.
Well, because you got to see. I'm telling you, there's a true story.
No, I know. There's got to be a place you're going here. There's no doubt about it.
So Smarty Jones won the first two legs of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I think I remember that now.
All right?
Yeah.
Smarty won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and got to the Belmont.
And this is going back at the time when we hadn't had a Triple Crown winner since 1979.
Correct. This was the spring of 2004.
Right.
So I'm driving to Philadelphia. And I'm listening to WIP. And it was the night that Smarty Jones lost at Belmont. So he lost the Triple Crown.
Okay, right.
And I'm curious, you know, it's the middle of the spring. I put on IP, and it was back-to-back-to-back-to-back callers from Philly crying about Smarty Jones as being yet another example how Philadelphia is never going to win anything.
Well, that's also because they probably put a lot of money on him.
Probably.
You know, to win a Triple Crown.
But they took it as their horse because this horse was from Pennsylvania, close to Philadelphia.
Right.
And I remember hearing the pain, which I respected, in their voices. The Eagles are never going to win. The Phillies are never going to win.
Right.
No one's ever going to win. Well, think about it. They got a Philly championship, and they got the back-to-back World Series.
They did.
The Eagles gave him a Super Bowl, and now Villanova's won 2 out of 3. So as I was watching the confetti drop, I kept thinking about that night driving to Philly listening to WIP with all those crybabies. Oh, Smarty Jones, we're never going to win anything. And now the city of Philadelphia's got to feel damn good about themselves. And the Sixers are on the rise if Joel Embiid could fix his face from that injury.
I tell you what, I mean, they have played terrific basketball. What are they, the 4th seed right now, Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah, they've won a bunch of, I think they've won 10 in a row now.
Unbelievable.
Until tonight.
They have home court advantage in the NBA playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Round. Now, unfortunately, they're going to lose tonight to the Brooklyn Nets. I just have this sneaky feeling.
Where's that game, in Brooklyn?
No, I think it's in Philadelphia, actually. I'm trying to keep track. I'm on baseball. But yeah, it's in Philly tonight.
You know, I mean, what's there left to do here?
No, but the Sixers have a chance to win 50 games. Right?
That's unbelievable.
The Eagles won a Super Bowl, and Villanova's won 2 out of 3 national championships.
When's the last time the Sixers won 50 when Iverson was there?
It's got to be.
The finals, 2001?
Yeah, it's got to be back then. And right now, they have a chance to catch Cleveland. They're a half game behind Cleveland for the 3 seed. They've won 10 in a row.
I know, that's amazing.
So the city of Philadelphia, from crying about Smarty Jones, and I kept screaming at the radio, it's a freaking horse.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what I was saying. I wanted to call in and say, guys,
it's a horse.
It's a horse.
What do you want? You think he knows what's going on in Philly?
He doesn't know.
Right.
This horse doesn't know he's from Philly. But now, a part of me is happy for them, even though I shouldn't be.
Yeah,
well, Villanova, I don't dislike. Yeah, I'm with you.
I like Nova. I've liked Nova going, like I said, all the way back to the 60s when Jack Kraft was the head coach. So, you know, it's all good stuff for them. And what a program. Jay Wright, I mean, he's at the top of the game right now.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
So, and this relates to Villanova and this relates to the Sixers. So the Sixers have won 10 in a row. Brett Brown, Everything's great with their head coach.
Right.
If they get knocked out in the first round, don't you think there's going to be that cry from the Philly fan to say, all right, Jay, you gave us the two titles with Nova.
I have no doubt.
Come up and coach the Sixers.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt that the Sixer fan is thinking that even no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Unless they win a championship.
If Jay Wright.
I don't know what Jay's thinking.
I don't know what he's thinking either because he's got something so special working at Villanova.
Yep.
But, dude, if he ever went to the Sixers and said, all right, guys, let's do this. And they won an NBA title, that freaking guy would be a legend.
Well, first of all, they'd pay him, you know, the money would have to be off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure he's making well over a couple mil at Villanova. He's got to be. You know, at this point now, he's got to be. So, I don't know. That's a tough call, Mayor, bro. I mean, you know, we've seen a lot of these college coaches. I mean, some of them have gone. We've seen Billy Donovan, you know, go into the NBA after he won a couple national championships. You know, Krzyzewski was lured a couple times. I know the Celtics wanted him at one point, the Lakers, and he never left. I don't know. It's a different ball game in the NBA. It's a different ball game.
I think if you're Jay or you're anybody else and you're going to make that jump, I think it needs to be a perfect situation in which you think your team is ready to win.
Yep.
And in a weird way, and I feel bad because Brett Brown has been through all the garbage in Philadelphia.
Right.
I mean, they lost 72 games with him as head coach, and now they have this great success. So, the guy deserves to finish this out and be the guy who's the head coach of this team that finally wins. But one thing I've learned is deserve, what does that mean? This is a cold-hearted business.
Hey, come and coach my team at the Garden. There you go.
You'll take it.
Jay, it's not that far up the turnpike.
That's not a perfect situation, though.
No, that would not be.
Philadelphia would be, only because he doesn't have to move.
Right.
Same city, same fan base.
And he's becoming, if he's not, I guess we could say it now, he's a god in Philadelphia.
He's got to be a god.
Right.
And he would go to a different kind of god standard if he went to the Sixers. But, hey, right now they've won 10 in a row. They're 46-30. I think they love Coach Brown. He's great.
Yep.
He's fantastic.
Yep.
But congratulations to Villanova, because much like you, I have nothing against them. I have nothing against Jay. He did a great job at Hofstra. He's done a remarkable job with that program. I enjoy, as a basketball fan, watching them more than I do the one-and-done sideshow that we have at Duke and Kentucky.
Oh, sure. Of course.
So I like them.
Of course you do. You know, it's like you said, it's a team. It's really a program. It's not every year a new program, if you really want to look at it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was reading about Duke next year that they are bringing in the top three recruits in the nation.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, Krzyzewski, he went from, we're only going to, and he probably still does this, you know, because there was a point where at Duke when they would only retire the numbers of guys who graduated.
Right.
Okay? Now, I don't know if he probably still has that policy. But, I mean, he has totally embraced the one and done. I mean, it's a complete departure from what it used to be. You know, I heard something interesting last night. Did you hear this last night? Grant Hill is the only Duke player to go into the Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
Think about that.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
Shouldn't Christian Laettner be in the Hall of Fame just for what he did in college basketball?
From that standpoint,
because Christian Laettner, to me, I know his NBA career was, you know.
Well, that's the problem with the Basketball Hall of Fame that makes it such a challenge. We were talking about this the other day.
Now, Christian Laettner is one of the great college basketball players of all time.
Right. Well, when you do Basketball Hall of Fame, you're factoring in everything.
Right.
You're factoring in Europe.
Right.
You're factoring in the NBA.
Right.
All that type of stuff. So how do you measure that? It's very different in the NFL and Major League Baseball when you analyze a guy's career. I guess the NFL, too, but
NFL's different. I mean, college football has its own College Football Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's...
Is the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right. And in basketball, you have to factor both in. So what do you do with a kid who had a great college career and not a great NBA career?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. And I didn't think Grant Hill had that great an NBA career, to be
he
honest
He did
with
for
you.
The first 5-6 years. He was tremendous.
So when he was in Detroit in the early days.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great, and then, you know, the injury started to get to him. And all,
I think he did enough. I think of him as a Hall of Famer, because he was so great in college, and then you factor in those first bunch of years in the NBA.
Right.
He was excellent. It's unfortunate that injuries changed his career the way it did.
Yeah. Yeah, Leitner, if you're factoring college basketball into it, you have to put Christian Leitner in the Hall of Fame. Because to me, you know, he's probably top five college player of all time. He's in that conversation for what he did. And, I mean, not only from that aspect, but, I mean, that he won the two championships, four straight Final Fours.
Right.
How many memorable shots did this guy make? I mean,
the
shot against Kentucky in a regional final, you know, what he did against Duke to beat them in the semifinals after they got killed by them in the championship game, you know, 90 going into 91. There was so many moments. He beat UConn to get to a Final Four with a buzzer beater. We could go on and on with this guy.
Absolutely.
He should be in. So that's – there we go. And he was on a dream team, the first
game. That too.
So
we will talk to our buddy Cliff Floyd a little bit later on.
Uncle Cliffy.
Uncle Cliffy. Peter Schrager
by the way,
NFL Network.
For the Masters. I saw all the odds in the paper today. I don't know if those are the accurate odds. I got to talk to, quote-unquote, my guy later. But I think right now I'm looking at – I saw Tiger at 10-1 with a bunch of other guys at 10-1 as the favorite. I think I'm going to go Tiger, Justin Thomas, and Bubba Watson. I saw Bubba Watson in the paper at 14-1. That's
yeah, it depends the sports book they got it from. It all varies, but they're similar. Oh, by the way, one quick thing about Leitner. They have a College Basketball Hall of Fame, and he's in that.
Well, he should be.
Well, obviously.
Right.
But the Basketball Hall of Fame, he is not in. Yeah. So there you go with Christian Leitner. But you're right. He won the gold. He was on Team USA during the Dream Team run of 1992.
No question about it. But the only Dookie in the Hall of Fame is Grant Hill. That is really amazing to think about.
Considering all the talent that's walked through there.
And obviously Krzyzewski.
Yeah. But player-wise, absolutely.
Right.
So Cliff will join us. Peter Schrager a little bit later on. We'll take your phone calls at 877-337-6666. We'll keep you posted on the weather today as the Yankee home opener is scheduled for a little after 4 o'clock. And the Mets will hope to play a game at 7 o'clock.
The big debut tonight of the former Dark Knight.
The man formerly known as the Dark Knight.
There you go.
Exactly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.